This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Tuesday, August 29th. Well, a cruise ship that collided with an oil tanker over the weekend in Mallorca, Spain, has finally left the port, but with 300 less passengers because of a damaged lifeboat. Now, over the weekend, the P&O Britannia collided with an oil tanker after being unmoored by strong winds during a severe thunderstorm. Now, this had storms going with winds up to 75 miles an hour. The collision resulted in several passengers receiving minor injuries and being treated in the ship's medical center. Now, a letter to book guests on board, it says that the lifeboat and life-saving equipment were damaged during the sailing, which means that some have to be offloaded in order to sail under regulations. Those guests were flown back to the UK. Now, last month, Norwegian Prima broke free from her moorings in Northern Europe, followed by Queen Mary in the port for Rome earlier this month. And is it K or Key? Carnival Cruise Line has announced the name of its exclusive new Bahamian port, Celebration Cay, slated to open for its first sailing in July of 2025. Now, designed to host up to 2 million guests annually, the destination will offer an authentic Bahamian experience with a mile-long stretch of white sandy beaches, along with numerous retail and dining options. Carnival is working closely with the Bahamian government and the Grand Bahama Port Authority to blend the best of the Bahamian culture with Carnival's signature fun. I didn't write this. The port will also feature adjoining piers that can accommodate two of Carnival's Excel-class ships at one time, offering guests easy access directly from the ship to the port, kind of like Grand Turk, again opening in July of 25. And for the first time, Princess Cruises will introduce specialty dining lunch options fleet-wide. Now, this is going into effect at the end of the month, and guests will be able to dine at the Crown Grill, Sabatini's, and The Catch on embarkation day and other days throughout the voyage. Also, there are like a dozen itinerary changes out there because of the two storms, the one in the Gulf of Mexico and the one in the Atlantic. So check with your cruise line if you're sailing in the next couple of days, because I probably won't have the accurate information for you. And we're getting ready to get a little bit of the storm ourselves here in Jacksonville. Cruise line stocks were down 1% across the board on Monday. Carnival Corporation 15.71, Royal Caribbean 98.32, and Norwegian 16.68. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Stay safe out there.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.